couple of summers ago, I attempted a cricket comeback, but due to the age demographic difference and a persistent foot injury, it didn't work out. Then somehow, and I can't remember how this actually came about, but I was put in contact with the Victorian Veterans Cricket and through that Bayside Veterans Cricket Club, which has their home ground in Brighton, where I used to live in Melbourne. In fact, I used to live on the street where the beautiful oval is. I played some games, I took some catches, made some runs, got run out a couple of times, but it was a lot of fun, and it's something I would recommend for a lot of people to do, whether you've played cricket or not. Great social engagement with people, different backgrounds and sporting abilities, but a lot of fun. We won two of our last three matches, and after a particularly hot Sunday afternoon's victory, I sat down with a beer and chatted with Greg Sabria, who is the president of the Bayside Veterans Cricket Club and vice president of Veterans Cricket Victoria. And if you're interested enough to get involved for next summer, looking forward to it very much, give Greg a ring on 0429 087 579. And if you're in a state other than Victoria, which a lot of you will be, just get in contact with your State Veterans Cricket Organisation. Google that and you should find that easily enough. So here's the chat with Greg after a particularly hot afternoon in the field, but a win. Welcome to another episode of the Last Post Radio Show podcast series, where you can download at any time, listen to anywhere. And it's my great joy to be doing another live cross following a recent couple of live crosses. I'm here at the lovely William Street Oval in Brighton, Victoria, chatting to Greg Sabia, president of the Bayside Veterans Cricket Club. Good afternoon, Greg. Welcome to the radio show.
It's a great pleasure to be here, Greg, and thank you for the introduction. Actually, I wear two hats. I'm the president of this august club here, where we've just rounded off the season with an incredible victory. But I'm also on the executive of Veterans Cricket Victoria, which is the overarching organisation for all the over 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and with a bit of luck, in a couple of years' time, we'll actually have an over 80s competition, which is a testament to the way that we've built this competition up in the last 15 years.
It's absolutely magnificent. And look, I can verify the words Greg spoken, because, of course, Greg, he convinced me to come back to cricket this season. I've come back and made some runs, had a couple of embarrassing moments, but all in all, looking forward to next year as well, and some good fielding out there. Greg, what is it that keeps bringing people back to cricket?
Look, I think I came back, Greg, because I hadn't played more than half a dozen games from when I retired at a reasonably high level in my early 30s, and I just devoted the next 25 years to bringing up a family. And then I did go back and play my last four games to get to 100 with my old club, but I found that the guys that I was playing with were actually probably young enough to be my grandchildren. So I stopped playing after 100 games with St Bernards, who are in the sub-district competition. And then I found out about veterans cricket, and where you're playing with your peers, I think there's a lot more of an incentive to continue playing rather than try and play against guys that are actually 40 years younger than you.
Yeah, look, I can verify that also, because, of course, I made a failed attempt at a comeback last year with another suburban club in Melbourne. And again, at training, what do you talk about? The kids are 18, 19, 20. And I would suggest this, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but playing with your demographic age mates, a peer group, makes you feel younger. It takes you back a bit.
Well, you're still performing pretty well. I mean, there's a big difference, as I found. I've just turned 70. But when I first came down here at the age of 63, I was probably one of the faster bowlers in the competition. But every year that goes past, you just lose a little bit of ability and skill. But the good thing about veterans cricket is that now I've graduated into over 70s, so it's like being rebirthed every decade. So I'm now one of the younger recruits into over 70s. And I'm still a decade away from being eligible for the over 80s. But I think it's that you're playing with people of the same vintage. You've got similar interests. Most of us are grandparents, and we enjoy the game. And it's still very competitive.
And I noticed that too. And there is a camaraderie out there that goes through, and we tend to take it a little bit less seriously than we did when we were in our 20s and 30s, of course, but we still want to win. And you finished the season well last couple of weeks. Tell us about that.
Well, we've won the last two games. We had we had a game that was abandoned due to the heat policy back in January, and I contacted the president of that club and said, look, I know the season's over, but let's organise a game, which we did. So we finished off. We actually thrashed them, didn't we, Greg?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely demoralised that team from Iona. And then last week we didn't go so well. But look, the main thing is, there's a bit of a split view on why we play cricket. One is you play to win or you play to participate. I'm more of the side that we want to win every game.
Yeah.
And we had a few injury strikers this season, mm-hmm. so we haven't been able to play our best team every week, but everyone's participated, we've had a good time.
And there's such a mixture of characters, a cross-section as there is in life too, Greg, of people from all backgrounds and personalities, and I think that's the joy of it. You get to rediscover the joy in, I guess, common things bringing different people together.
Look, I think that's the thing, Greg, as you say, when you're playing sport in a team, you've got people from all different walks of life. There's blokes here who've worked on production lines, there's an ex-taxi driver, there's a couple of teachers, there are august journalists like yourself,
mm-hmm.
Who strode the world stage,
mm-hmm.
and got a broad spectrum of people who normally wouldn't probably cross paths wasn't for playing in a cricket team.
That's right. What are the highlights for you this season, do you think, Greg? There's been, I think from memory I've played in three winning teams, but what are the highlights for you, both on a personal and professional level with the team?
Well, like I took on the presidency about 18 months ago, Greg, and I've got to say that there were a few issues with the previous leadership, so we pulled in a whole new different committee. I wanted to try and make it a little bit more commercialised and even a little bit more competitive, so we put a new committee in, so that seems to have worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Even simple things like setting up WhatsApp so people can communicate, those sorts of things. And
personally, that's good,
yeah. I think I was man of the match in the first game of the season,
yeah.
and went downhill from there. But I finished off today, well, I've injured myself, unfortunately, but I did make 35, so that always is... gives you a little bit of satisfaction.
You lead by example in many ways, Greg. Let me tell you that right now, listeners. But a great thing to have. And well, excuse me, Greg, but I think I'm going to head inside a minute for a few snags and might shout another. But you shouted the first beer, so I think it's my turn to shout.
I think it's definitely yours to shout, Greg. And we've got one of our players has cooked up some magnificent gourmet snags, so I'm looking forward to having a few of those as well.
Yeah.
You might even talk to some of the other players, Greg. You'll get mixed abilities at communication. Good luck with them.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Greg. The beer president of the Bayside Veterans Cricket Club, and of course the other hat you wear is
Vice President of Veterans Cricket Victoria.
Yeah. Look, for anyone interested in having a hit going back to the glory days, or even if you haven't had a hit in the past but feel that you'd be good at the game and you're over a certain age, then what do they do, Greg?
They can actually contact me if you wanted to leave my details on your website, Greg, or go to VCV. I think it's vcv.org.au. And that's the Veterans Cricket Victoria website, and you can just navigate your way through there, and I'm sure you'll leave my contact details as well.
Yes, we certainly will at the end of this too, Greg, and I'll say another thing to listeners is that for all those not in Victoria, of course, just Google Veterans Cricket in your state and you'll come up with a similar result that'll allow you to go and have some bloody good fun again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg Sabir. Cheers, mate.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show on Captivate, Apple, and Spotify.